Joined with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association to talk just a little bit about, I know it was an emergency meeting last night at your HOA community center.
Phil, the emergency meeting we had, we were concerned about safety of our children. We've had another abduction within the last 24 hours. I don't think there is one parent listening to you right now that isn't, you know, concerned about this.
Now, you mentioned to me earlier the Michael Jackson case has also brought this home to you.
It's an example, yeah. The child abductions, the most recent case in Tennessee.
As a homeowners association president, and that would be someone who oversees a community, you've got, what, 80 homes?
We had 85 homes, Phil.
And they're very upscale. Where do you begin tackling this problem, safety of the children?
Well, you begin right here in the community. Our homeowners association last night was called to address a situation that I think really hits home, and it had to do with the daughter of a very good friend. So my husband and I are both really in a quandary. I had to sort of take off on this friend and sort of had to take the hat off of a friend and put on the Homeowners Association president hat, and it was very difficult.
Can you tell me about tell me about that instance?
Well, I don't want to betray any confidences.
I don't want you to use any names.
All right.
But just the general outlines.
All right, Phil, it's an instance, and you know, you see it happening, and then you realize that this is the daughter of a very good friend of yours. This child was at our community center on Monday after school, and I was there overseeing some landscaping, and you know, when they say out of the mouths of babes, she told me what she thought I'm sure was a joke, and it was absolutely filthy.
Yeah.
And it's one of those jokes that children tell to try and, you know, get one past the adults, and so I had to get everyone here on the dime about this.
Well, what was the joke, if you can tell, not being graphic?
Well, it's one of those jokes that are being allowed. It's one of those, I guess, juvenile jokes. The joke goes, how do you get an elephant out of a Safeway bag? And the person says, I don't know. And then you say, you take the S out of safe and you take the F out of way. And then the response is supposed to be, there's no F in way. And so just like that, they've included the sort of filth into a joke. Now, the joke isn't important. It's that a child of no more than 12 is walking around basically telling adults to F off using this no F, F in way and this.
Now, you said you had an emergency meeting last night of your homeowners association meeting.
Well, yes, we had to. I had to get my bearings.
This child came up to you and said, and for people who don't know, Safeway is a supermarket chain, correct?
Yes.
All right. How do you get an elephant into a Safeway bag? You take the S out of safe and you take the F out of way, and the person's supposed to say there's no F in way.
Yes, and again, this is the kind of joke that these kids are telling now. It allows them to slip past the adult filth and obscenity that is otherwise is going to be caught. And that's exactly why Michael Jackson gets away with what he gets away with. It's exactly why children are being abducted. And I don't know about other adults, but as a homeowners association president, I don't let a child walk up to me and use this kind of language. And the other thing, Phyllis, she's the daughter of a very dear friend.
And I know that has caused you some conflict.
Well, I've known Janice since before we moved to Western Estates. Our husbands are friends. We vacation together. Our kids are friendly. It's a wonderful situation.
All right, so but tell me about the meeting that you had last night to deal with this.
We did. I was forced into something that you don't want to do. And we called our homeowners. We told them it was mandatory. I told them that Janice's daughter, Amber, had used foul language toward me, so we had a double problem. I'm an adult, and I'm also the president of the Homeowners Association. I asked Janice if she had anything to say. I told her to stand up. And we do give the homeowner an opportunity to speak. And I guess it's probably the most painful thing for me, Phil, to see a dear friend try and justify this kind of thing. And I had to tell her to just shut her mouth and sit down because it was getting worse.
All right, Bobby Dooley joins us from the Western States Homeowners Association. The daughter of a very dear friend of yours walked up to you and told you this joke. And the joke essentially goes, how do you put an elephant in a Safeway bag, take the S out of the safe, and take the F out of way, and people say there's no F in way.
Well, and that was it. And
did you respond, there's no effing way?
Yes.
Okay, but she didn't say it.
No, that's not the point. The point is, she might as well have said it, because she told me the joke. She got me to say, no effing way. And it's like the child said it, because she's manipulating the adult into using filth to get her point across. This is why, Michael, and for all the parents listening right now, this is why your children are being abducted. And this is why at Western Estates, where we live at least, in our gated community, I don't know about the people listening to your program, no children are going to be abducted here. We deal with it right away.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association about a child who walked up to her and told her a joke that had the punchline, there's no effing way, the F representing the four-letter word. And this came as such a shock to you that you did call an emergency meeting of the Homeowners Association. Now, as the result of this kid telling the joke, how do you put an elephant in the, you know, the whole thing?
Yeah.
I want to tell you, I don't like kids using obscene language unless it's not in, you know, I don't like it in mixed company and unless they have the assent of the adult. Like, for instance, my sons, I allow them to use any language they want around me, but they're not to use it around females and they're not to use it around adults or, you know, in mixed company.
Well, I don't know that I agree with that.
Well, but I mean, the point being, I understand where you don't want to.
But I just don't agree with. You know, what you said about...
No, but I understand that, but I'm just saying there should be rules. And what I'm trying to say here is, this is not a kind of juvenile joke. Isn't it a kind of a juvenile joke that kids tell?
Well, no, Phil, I have to tell you, that's what Janice's appeal was based on. We allow the homeowner an appeal. And I told her to stand up, and I told her what her daughter had done. And
Now, all the homeowners were called to this meeting...
Yes, it was a mandatory meeting of the Homeowners Association in our community center, yes.
All right.
And I said, I told everyone what had happened, that her daughter Amber had come up to me and told me this joke, and that the filth I was not going to stand for, not just as a mother, not just as an adult, but as the president of the Homeowners Association. We had just done a photo shoot, Phil, for our newsletter that I had modeled for, and I was in a beautiful pantsuit. And I am standing there listening to a child telling this filthy joke, laughing and dancing around me hysterically. Well, I'm in a banana yellow pantsuit, and I'm looking at her as if to say, are you for real? It's almost as if I was in a Bergman film, a Bergman film about imbecile children. And so I told Janice, I told the homeowners what had happened. And I said to Janice, your daughter told me this joke. Janice begins to justify it based upon what you said. Isn't it a little juvenile? And I looked at Janice, and again, I said, are you for real? And, you know, I couldn't believe it. So I told her she disrespected authority.
But let me jump in here, what you say, are you for real? She's saying this is kind of one of those juvenile little ways that kids have. You know, we hear this all the time.
No, it's a juvenile way that children have, Phil, of disrespecting the Homeowners Association president. Now, I got done telling the homeowners, and I said to Janice, get up. And I was very pointed with her. Now, she's my best friend in the world. I said, your daughter told a joke today. And, of course, she's stunned. She doesn't know why she's in the meeting. And
do you have this, by the way, sorry to interrupt, do you have the right as a Homeowners Association president to call everybody together like this?
We do in emergency situations, yes. I do. I have that in our bylaws, yeah.
All right.
I said, your daughter told a joke today, Janice, that was filthy. And I said, what do you have to say about that? Well, her defense was meager. It was based on this juvenile thing. I said, all right, you have the right of appeal. So I told her to sit down and shut up. I really did, Phil.
Why do you tell her to shut up?
She's my best friend, and I really feel like I can be direct with her. I told the homeowners, you have it in front of you. You know what my recommendation is. I told Janice to get back up. I said, your daughter told this joke with no effing way. I was in a pantsuit. I had just done a film shoot. The child is dancing around me, gibbering like an imbecile ape. And there I am, with my arms folded across my chest, in a lovely Halston pantsuit, going, "Are you for real?" So, Phil, I said to Janice later,
"All right.
I'll tell you, Phil, it's the most traumatic thing, seeing your best friend crying, knowing that she could lose her home."
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I want to ask you about the Homeowners Association, your CC&Rs, in terms of losing the home, too, if I could.
Well, it's written into our CC&Rs.
Well, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a social worker, and I just...
Where do you work?
Call.
Where do you work?
I work in Atlanta. I'm at a private not-for-profit. I work with kids who have behavior problems, some kids who have been child molested. Who have been molested themselves.
All right, are you familiar with these kinds of jokes?
Hold up. My point to you is, your analogy to compare this to someone who is molesting children in terms of profanity is completely unjust.
Well, I'm the mother of three children.
I'm sorry?
I'm the mother of three sons. I don't know what you mean. I think I would know.
That's unjust. Okay, my point is, you say in your gated community this is never going to happen. There could be a pedophile in your gated community. Child molestation is not equated to cuffing. You know, just because that, to me, is just insane. And I would love to know if, as a child, obviously, since you were so great, you never cussed as a child, you never cussed at authority, you never said anything inappropriate.
I never went up to an adult and told them to, in so many words, F off. No,
there are
never
so
did.
Many other things to worry about. I cannot believe that this is such a big issue.
Here's the thing. Do you think the child was telling you to F off? She told the punchline to the joke is, there's no effing way.
And she had me say it, too. That's the other part that was just despicable.
I think there are bigger battles to be fought. There are other things you could be worried about. You know, if you had a problem with this lady and her kid, you should have dealt with this lady and her kid. The Call the Homeowners Association is... That's ridiculous. I think you should lose your home for causing such a chaos.
No, I'll tell you, sir.
Drama in your community. That's ridiculous.
Sir, I'll tell you. The molestation situation gets out of hand when you don't stop situations just like this.
Cussing, molestation is related to power. It is related to nothing to do with cursing.
Right, exactly. And when she can tell me to go F it, okay, she's undercutting my power.
That's what the guy's...
Ridiculous.
The man's saying if you don't have power, you can't molest the kid.
But what has that got to do with the child? Why do they get to make that call?
I just think that you equating this to child. I think this is equated to a child making a bad choice, saying something that was wrong, and being inappropriate. That's
Jeff,
fine. You should have dealt with the.
But thank you for the
dealt with the mother and the child. You shouldn't have taken this to a homeowner.
I went to the homeowners association because Janice is here on a probation. She just bought her home. And we give them 6 months to see if they fit in.
It is sad. It is really sad.
Wow.
You are not a friend to this lady if you are going to try to kick
friend
out of their home.
It's the worst thing in the world.
Not a friend.
It's the worst thing to kick your best friend out of her home.
If the worst thing you have happened to you as a little kid telling you no effing way, then Lord, I don't know.
Do you understand the joke? Do you understand the joke?
Oh, I completely understand the joke. I deal with
it's
kids every day.
If that's
the worst thing you have happened, then. Lord,
all
I
right.
don't understand what
Jeff,
your life must be like.
Thank you for your professional opinion. I appreciate it, man. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley have joined us. Controversy where they live. Where can you begin to stop this problem of molestation and child abduction? Is it something as simple as a child saying a joke, which the punchline is, there's no effing way? And the joke, of course, I've told many times, but I'll tell it one more time. This child told Ms. Dooley this joke. How do you get an elephant into a Safeway bag? You take the S out of the word safe, and you take the F out of the word way, and the response is there's no effing way, and that's how you get an elephant into a Safeway bag. Ms. Dooley feels the no effing way punchline was that child's way of manipulating her into basically telling herself to F off. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley joins us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Ms. Dooley is the president of an HOA which has some 85 homes in it. It's a gated community in the West Valley of Los Angeles. But there are communities like it all across America. It's the new, as we say, hyper-suburbia of America, the gated community. More and more people are living behind gates. And I understand why. It affords a sense of security.
It really does, Phil. I recommend it for any family that has the income. you do have to, I think, be, I guess, of an income level where you can afford it. But
there's more and more communities that are affordable, that are gated.
Well, I suppose, but we have a guard gate. We don't just have a push-button gate. We do have personnel. We have security there. But the point that I'm trying to make, I think, more than anything else, is that when that child used such vulgar, foul language as the F word to me, I hugged Janice. She's my best friend, and that was her daughter. And I was in tears when I told her, I can't believe you are so stupid as to let it talk to me that way. And now she may lose her home. And people see me as being the bad guy. But still, I am telling you, Janice and I are best friends. And for me to have to order her and her daughter out of their home tears me apart.
It really does, Mr. Henry. My wife is crying.
I can understand that. But as a good friend, wouldn't you also understand the challenges that she has as a mother?
Absolutely, I understand them, Phil. And how she would... My sons would never do this. Never do this.
Didn't you have a son that was arrested for spray painting a swastika in a synagogue?
You know what, Phil? That was 2 years ago. He was talked into it by another boy. He was with other boys. This girl was acting alone, looking right at me and saying, how do you get an elephant in a Safeway bag? You take the S out of safe, you take the F out of way. I say there's no F in way. The child has manipulated me into using filth.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show with Lisa. Go ahead, Lisa.
I would like to just start by asking your guest, are you kidding me? I completely categorically
disagree. Let me ask you, are you a mother?
Absolutely, of two wonderful children.
All right.
Yes, I am.
Then I don't understand why you would even question the safety of your children.
I'm not questioning the safety of my children, and I don't think your actions are protecting the safety of anyone else's children either.
Well, that's why I'm the Homeowners Association president and the guest on the show.
And that doesn't make you right, and it doesn't make your point valid. It doesn't at all. I think
There is a level. You know, I live in a gated community. I don't know if you do. I don't know if you have the pressures that we have.
You have pressures because you live in a gated community?
As a mother, I worry about the safety of my children. I guess you don't worry about your children's safety, but that's kind of a pressure.
Mothers worry about their children's safety, whether they live in a gated community or not.
There are some mothers that molest their children. Maybe you didn't hear about that. Ooh, got you on that one, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
Got you on that one, yeah. No, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, no, I did.
I wonder
you aren't aware of the fact that there are some mothers that don't treat their children well. Ever heard of Andrea Yates? Do you think she worried about the safety of her kids?
Do you think if she lived in a gated community that wouldn't have happened?
Look at me.
Do you think that if she lived
in a gated... All right, Lisa, thank you very much. Let's move on to Ann. Ann, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening, Ann.
I just have to tell you that...
I'd like to caution my guest. Mocking my callers the way...
Well, Phil, she was being stupid. I mean, utterly stupid.
Go ahead, Ann.
Oh, okay. Yes, I just wanted to say that your show has wakened me up. I was on my way home from work, and I was tired, and I'm energized now.
Are you going to be talking to me? I'm the guest.
Well, I'm talking to...
she's talking to me, the host, right now. Ann,
I'm talking to Phil right now.
Ann, why don't you hang on for just a second here?
But when they call, are they not supposed to talk to me?
Yes, they are, but they go through me first. A child at your homeowners in your community walked up to you at the community center there and told a joke that had as a punchline, there's no effing way.
And so one other thing that I wanted to mention.
Go ahead.
I didn't do this, but I think that I really believe the time has come that when a child misbehaves that way, it almost behooves other parents to administer some kind of corporal punishment. I'm not saying...
You mean other people slapping your kid?
I'm not saying that I would do that, but I really wanted to slap the taste out of that child's mouth for saying that to me, the president of the Homeowners Association.
All right, where does it stand right now with her mother? Her mother was called before the Homeowners Association meeting, was told to get up in front of everybody and answer for her child.
Yes, and she fumbled around for an answer, and I told her to sit down and shut up. And
you told her to sit down and to shut up. Let me get Ann back on the line here. You work for a title company, Ann?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
All right, you're familiar with homeowners associations, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Title companies are simply the people that, you know, move the money back and forth, Phil.
I'm aware of what a homeowners association is, ma'am.
Well, we've had our problems with title companies, believe me. There.
Well, we've had our trouble with homeowners associations.
But, you know,
that's
can
not
I say
the point.
You people
that
are not lawyers.
Point, ma'am.
You're not lawyers.
Ma'am,
you're not lawyers.
Ma'am, that's not the point that I'm trying to
make. Can I say something?
First of all, let me ask
lawyer.
You a question. No, let me ask you a question.
No, I want to ask
How
you
old
a question.
Is this child? How old is the child in question?
Are you a lawyer?
How old is the child in question?
Are you a lawyer?
All right, I'm
going to
let me ask the questions.
Thank
How
you,
old is the child, Bobby?
Are you going to ask her if she's a lawyer?
I'll ask her.
I am not an attorney, no. I do not have a doctorate in jurisprudence.
Mr. Henry didn't ask you.
All right, she just answered the question.
Jesus.
And please watch your language.
I didn't.
The child.
No, not you. I'm talking to Ms. Dooley.
Well,
maybe we ought to pull her up in front of the Homeowners Association for taking the Lord's name in vain.
I didn't say it to a child, did I? I'm saying it to you.
I don't think that it's appropriate.
Well, you know what? If you want a child to use filth, then have at it, Ann.
I asked you how old is the child.
Have at it, Ann. Oh, so
how
now you're a lawyer and a psychologist.
Okay, well,
Phil,
Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, this is all I wanted to say. I do know that homeowners associations have a lot of power.
What you doing?
And
Really?
We can hear the conversation you're having with your husband, so if you guys want to go in another room or something, but I would think it would be courtesy to listen to what the caller is saying.
I'm listening, Phil, but she's not an attorney, even though she thinks she is. And she's not a psychologist, even though she talks like she's
And neither are you, ma'am.
Well, you're not Dr. Phil, last time I checked.
All right. Ann, please, go ahead.
Okay, this is really pretty. I'm enjoying myself. Well, anyway, all I wanted to say is that I do know that, for instance, you can lose your home if you don't pay your homeowners association dues. You know? So,
right.
I mean,
I'm aware of that. That's your the dues, monthly dues?
Right, because they have a first lien on your house. I mean, even above the mortgage. But all
okay,
I was going to say
can you get the deed taken from your home? Can you get the bank? The bank take your home back if you don't pay your HOA dues?
The homeowners association will actually own it. They will actually own the home. It's just amazing. But what I just find amazing is that
in front of the homeowners association. Well, you know
why not just discuss this with the mother privately?
You got a little bit of camel toe in that pantsuit.
You know, why don't you just discuss this privately with the mother of the child? Why would this be brought up in front of a homeowners association? The child is not causing damage.
Right.
If he were damaging property, yes, that's a different matter.
Bobby, Ms. Dooley? Ms. Dooley?
I'm sorry, yes?
Were you listening to the caller?
Yes, I was.
Because I could hear a conversation going on.
My husband asked me to ask the caller something, and I didn't want to do it. All right, I'll ask you the question because what that child said to me would be like me asking you.
Well, I asked you, how old is the child so I can see how inappropriate this is?
12.
Okay,
now that I answered your question, the child said no effing way to me. How would you like it if I walked up to you and I said that the suit you were wearing gave you camel toe?
Excuse me?
You heard what I said.
I don't think
I didn't hear what you said. I'm wearing?
That the pants you are wearing gave you camel toe.
So did this girl say this to you also?
No, she said effin. She made me say effin. As in, you know, the four-letter word. It's as if she walked up to me and said, oh, hi, Miss Dooley. Love the camel toe on those slacks.
Oh, my God.
So we have two issues then. So basically your
issue is... God, you know, for somebody who works in a title company, you're just coming off like Oprah, aren't you?
Oh, God.
All right.
So basically your issue is that this girl...
All right, I got to move on, Ann. Thank you very much for your call. Let's go to Amanda. Amanda, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
You know, if you're going to be sparring... Go ahead, Amanda. You're going to be sparring with the callers instead of answering their questions. Go ahead, Amanda.
Yeah, I'd really not like to be interrupted. I just would like to say one thing
mm-hmm,
to you.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you? How old are you?
Oh, you want me to answer?
Yeah, I'm asking.
Well, I thought you didn't want me to interrupt you.
Not while I'm speaking. I'm just asking you a question. I've stopped speaking now.
Are you done speaking? All right.
I would just like to know how. I'm not interested in fighting with you.
No, I understand. You're done talking? Are you done talking?
Is the caller there?
Yeah. Are you going to answer my question, please?
Yes. First of all, when she got up in the meeting and she said what
I'm,
she said...
Wait.
She just asked you a question.
I waited for her to stop talking.
She asked you a question.
All right. I told Janice to sit down and shut up because I told her...
How old are you, miss?
Your daughter walked up to me and commented on camel toe.
I know...
And I said...
She did not. Now you see what you're doing is you're changing the story around.
Are you drunk?
That's not what happened. Okay? What you said was...
Are you drunk or are you playing a joke?
Excuse me? What?
Are you drunk? Are you playing a joke?
No, I'm not drunk.
Are you on some type of drug?
No, are you...
That you don't understand what you're doing?
Do you put out for $2?
Oh, my God.
Okay, this is...
Well, she's asking me if I'm a drug addict. So I thought I'd ask her how much it is.
All right, miss,
for 15
you're
minutes.
Absolutely ridiculous, and I'm going
minutes.
To get off the phone with you.
Right.
Thank you for
Amanda,
having me on your show.
Thank you very much, Amanda. I'm very sorry.
You're welcome. It's okay.
What a slut.
You know something, Ms. Dooley? None of this wins you friends.
Phil, I'm not looking for friends. I am looking to have my dictum obeyed by the Homeowners Association. And to that end, Janice Greeley violated... Not only our friendship, but the Homeowners Association CCNR, which clearly states, you walk up to the Homeowners Association president after she's come from a photo shoot wearing a beautiful banana yellow pantsuit and say, F off or F this. You know, I should have picked that child up, chucked her over the wall that separates us from Ventura Boulevard, and just listened to the thump as the UPS truck went by. But I didn't. I didn't do it.
Ms. Dooley, I have to ask you what that caller just asked. Are you drunk?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Okay, that I knew it. 1-800-449-86. Will you sober these people up first, bud?
Oh, okay, I'll go over with a pot of coffee. Jeez.
1-800-449-8686.
You've never had your best friend in your arms. I had my arms around Janice. And I said to her, Janice, why did you do that? Why did you let that child speak to me that way? Now I have to start the paperwork in motion and throw the two of you out on the street if I have to. This is my best friend. But the people calling your show tonight don't understand that. Why? They don't live in a gated community where we have CCNRs, where we have multiple community pools.
They'll never get it.
They'll just never get it.
All right, let me go over to Robin. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, Robin. Go right ahead.
Yes. Guest, will you please stop calling people stupid? I am offended.
Why?
You shouldn't be saying it.
Why?
It's negative. It's a personal condemnation.
Oh, my God. So what? If the shoe fits...
I'm extremely
Have you
offended.
Ever heard the term, if the shoe fits, wear it. And I'm
Apparently, your shoes are extremely negative shoes that harm other people.
You know, you're really all Miss Pollyanna, aren't you? All blissed out. Are you born
What's
again?
What's Pollyanna mean?
Are you it means you're all Miss Goody Two-Shoes, born again, blissed out.
I'm afraid you've got me pegged incorrectly.
Well,
just
then,
like calling other people stupid is pegging them incorrectly.
When you go to a baseball game, don't you boo?
No.
Well, people do boo. You know why? It's called America. Oh, yeah. First Amendment.
Well, that wasn't a bit. What, do you think you scored a big point with that?
Yes, I do, because this lady doesn't think that the Constitution of the America applies to me.
Constitution is the single best thing that ever happened to America.
Unless you call
it applies to all of us that live in America.
Unless you call
Why would you
stupid.
Assume that I don't think it applies to you? There you are assuming again.
Because you won't
you're
let me say certain
all
words.
Day long.
You won't let me say certain things. So your name is Robin Adolf
you're not
Hitler.
Letting kids say certain things.
Your name is Robin Hitler.
Robin Hitler.
Wow, I have never been called that before. You sound like the Hitler lady.
Heil Robin.
You sound like the Big Brother Society that's trying to make everybody have your morals and your ideas.
You know,
you are the Homeowners Association. You certainly have a right to have a community that's based on the things you believe in.
You go to Disneyland, they won't even let you on Space Mountain because you don't come up to the sign. And you're bitter about it. You're bitter about a lot. I know you, Robin. And you know what you look like to me with your good shoes and your bad bag? You look like a rube. A well-scrubbed husband.
What's a rube?
Good nutrition's given you length of bone, but you're not too much more than two generations removed from poor white trash.
Well,
and oh, how the boys found you, Robin,
with
all their sticky, tired bumblings in the back seat of the car. When all you dreamt about was getting out, getting anywhere, getting all the way to the FBI, and then they told you you were too short.
Stick it.
She hung up.
Ah, good. I'm glad to hear it. Bye. Thanks for letting me on.
No problem, Robin. Always a pleasure.
Always a wonderful
pleasure.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. By the way, just a question. How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Oh, hold on for a minute.
And I'm one of the happiest people I know.
Yeah, hold on for a minute. If this lady hangs up, I don't want her back on the air. Ms. Dooley?
Yes.
I don't want you back on the air when you hang up.
No, I just wanted to point out Robin's sort of quasi-imbecilic laugh. I'm one of the happiest people I know.
Quasi what?
Oh, my God.
What did you say? Robin, I didn't understand you.
I said you sound like McBasement.
Sound like a what?
Oh, my God. Is she deaf?
Just say it louder.
Robin, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. I said... Robin?
Yes, ma'am?
Okay. What do you have to say to that?
Say what?
Oh, God Almighty, are you listening to me?
I am, but it's very hard to understand what
I want to know if you burzling.
You want to know if I do what?
If you burzling.
Bosling?
You're joking, right?
Say
no,
it clear.
Really
there's, yeah, she's having a problem.
Understanding your language.
I want to know if you're Chris Norvin.
Excuse me?
Can you hear the caller?
You know, I really am having trouble
understanding
her.
Robin, listen. It's Marie.
I think maybe we should stop the phone call because I'm having so much trouble.
Are you getting some interference?
All right.
No, I just wanted to know if Robin Levis Marvin.
I'm.
Flusby? Robin Woodman, bud.
I can't understand her either.
Well, the two of you, you know what, then I hope the two of you wind up sleeping together someday.
Oh,
well,
I'm in love.
Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know.
Well, what a whore.
I'm in love. I doubt seriously
what?
I'm going to be with
Did you
anybody
hear that?
Else ever again.
Yeah, I'm in love.
Isn't it
all right,
great?
Okay,
7 years
all right,
last month.
All right. I've been married 8 years, Robin. And get her out of here. Hey, Robin, first from Florbin?
Spit it out, Elvis.
When the bit ends with, hey, what was that girl's name? Susie or, hey, Robin, first from Florbin? Boy, I mean, you're really playing around. That's called playing with the phone here on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.